Kentucky Senator Rand Paul spent 48 hours in New Hampshire this week campaigning for president. And although Paul's candidacy has been flat as of late, NHPR's Emily Corbin reports his grassroots organizers are steaming ahead.
Rand Paul has been campaigning in New Hampshire for a while now. In a visit last September, he was full of vim and vigor. He told a Manchester bar packed with millennials,
"I think when we proclaim our message with a passion of Patrick Henry, and we proclaim it like a man coming over the hill singing, then I think we'll be the dominant movement again."
At stops in the Lakes region in Manchester on Wednesday, the crowds were smaller, and Paul's speeches less sweeping and more specific.
"Our tax cut would be a tax cut for every individual in America, rich, poor, working class."
The Kentucky senator was the second Republican to announce his candidacy, and he rode a wave of early popularity, polling among the top three through June. But as the months have passed and other candidates joined the race, Paul's star has dimmed somewhat among the field. At Joe's Green Garden Cafe in Wolfboro, Jackie Fries says she likes Rand Paul's ideas. But when it comes to winning the primary,
"I don't think he has a great chance. I'm sorry, but I just think that he is too conservative for most voters today."
She wasn't the only one with doubts. At the airport diner in Manchester, Danella Hodgkins had a theory.
"I think he was doing quite well, and then all of a sudden the debate kind of, I think people got a little turned off with his interaction with Chris Christie, and that was a problem for him, I think."
Whatever the reason, it's true that Paul's poll numbers have been sinking compared to some of his competition. Lately, he comes in at the bottom half of a sprawling field. In the meantime, Paul continues to roll out new endorsements, though. In New Hampshire, his list is longer than most other candidates. And the campaign says Rand Paul's strength is obvious, if not in the numbers, then from the ground.
"He has more of a grassroots organization."
Victoria Sullivan is a state rep from Manchester, a city where Rand Paul has a lot of support. Sullivan says she has confidence in his campaign.
"I know that right now his poll numbers have dropped in comparison to some of the people that have just come out of the gate, but we came out of the gate way before. We found our stride, and we're still going forward doing the work that we need to do. So I'm confident that in the next few weeks you will see the people that have just come out of the gate with high numbers start to come down a little bit too."
Many volunteers here will tell you they cut their teeth helping Rand's father, Ron Paul, on his campaigns. And when Rand Paul doesn't have his cowboy boots on the ground here, he puts endorsements like Sullivan's to work. She says she makes phone calls, goes door to door.
"We do a lot of events. Just this weekend at the Hillsborough County GOP event, I went and spoke on his behalf there."
And it's not just lawmakers jumping into the fray. Nashua resident Kathy Peterson says she started volunteering 6 hours after Paul announced his candidacy on April 7th.
"I like every single idea that he has."
She used to work in manufacturing, but is now an accounting student. Reducing national debt, a less aggressive military, stopping the NSA. These are all things Peterson says she talks to friends and neighbors about.
"There's an office at 50 Bridge Street in Manchester."
So how often do you show up there?
Well, they have free Taco Tuesdays.
That's when she volunteers. In his speeches, Rand Paul says he can expand the reach of the GOP.
"I see no reason why we're the party of the rich. We need to be the party of everybody that pays any taxes or everybody that wants to have a job."
Right now, he's betting on his network of grassroots support here to woo those votes. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.